So I just mentioned to those who are sitting in front of me that in Yirtzeh Hashem we're having shir now, obviously, and we'll have shir tomorrow. And we might not finish everything, but I think we'll do basically the overwhelming majority of halachas, like we're doing. And then there will be a bechina. Initially, I thought the bechina would be ready on Wednesday, but some of the guys said, hey, we're not going to take it on Wednesday anyway, and guys are very nice to me. It's like, maybe I have the bechina ready on Thursday. I'd like the bechina handed in by the end of June. I understand that, like, we're going quickly, and obviously, because we're going so quickly, there might not be enough time to be up to date and to chazer everything, but the bechina can be in by the end of June. I think we will all be happy, and the way we say it is that if I'm happy, then I'm probably in a better mood. If I'm in a better mood, you'll probably do better on the bechinas. So many reasons to try to keep me happy, which is to get the bechina in a timely manner. Simin Shin Tzadi Vav is what we're up to. The halacha is an other shal nahag aveluso tol shiva bim b'shogim b'mezin mashlim also kol shloshim. An avel who did not keep the halachos of Avelos the entire days of Shiva, he has been mashlim the Avelos. With the exception of Kriya, that Kriya, if you don't tear b'shas chimum, you don't tear at all afterwards, but Kriya of v'imo, you tear even la'achar Shiva. These are the dinim. These halachos come from a rush, where the rush basically tells me in Simin Chof Hei that in Avel, the Gemara says, Avel shall kafa mitaso lifnei haregel, ein haregel mafsiko. That the Avel did not do kfiyas hamita, that's one of the din vavelos that we don't do anymore, you turn the bed over, etc. Avel doesn't do kfiyas hamita lifnei haregel, the regels vatel the avelos. These are the din that we're going to see in Simin Shin Sadi Tes. Once you have some sort of nihug avelos, so therefore the yontid knocks out the entire Avelos, and the Lashon over there is Shelo Yehei Chotei Nisker, meaning that we don't want you to benefit because you didn't observe the halacha properly. The fact that you weren't Kleifa Mitasa Lefnei HaYantiv means that the Yantiv is not Mavatel, the Shiva, etc. Based on this, the Ravid says that since there's a halacha Shelo Yehei Chotei Nisker, so therefore apparently we impose a certain knas that an avel who does not observe avelos teich shiva, meaning you did nothing, as long as you do one maisa at all, so then the yontib is mevato the avelos. As long as I do one maisa at all, that's considered a kiyum of shiva. It has to be a maisa b'kum v'ese, right? The fact that I don't shave for 1 minute is not like a kiyum of avelos. That would actually be an unbelievable kula. Right, that would not be a, it has to be a maisa bekumba essay. As long as you do one maisa bekumba essay, toch shiva. So we're not mevatel. As long as you do one maisa, so then the entire shiva is nisbata by the yontim. As long as you do one maisa, so then it's keil your mekayim the din of shiva, and you don't have to be mashlim. However, just like we punish you, shalo yechot eniska, if you don't do any avelos before Yontif, we punish you. So also, Shelo Yehei Chotei Nisker, we punish you if you don't do anything during Shiva, that you have to be Mashlam. But the Hashlama can only be Toch Shloshim, because Dini Avelos extends to Shloshim. After Shloshim, you can't fear Zachavelos, right? There's no Kiyam and Avelos after Shloshim. Even though there is a Din of Yud Beis Chodesh by Ovid V'Imo, the Pashtus is, like we said a few times, from the Chochmas Adam, etc., from the Shach, from the Chochmas Adam, we said that the Avelos of Yud Beis Chodesh is not fundamentally a din of Avelos. It's fundamentally a din of Kibbut Avaim. Memela, you can only observe the Avelos Taich Shloshim. That's the halacha that emerges in the Shulchan Aruch and Seif Aleph. Now, the Lashon of the Mechaber is an Avel who's not Noheg Avelos Toch Shiva, Bein Bishogeg, Right? But they're shogian this mesa. There's also another category called ones. You get the impression that because it's a knas, so they wouldn't make the knas, but ones. No? That's what's meduyak in the machaber. However, since the makar hadavar for this din is that ra'ifid that the Rush quotes in the third pack of Mayid Katan, so over there, if you don't keep any avelos before yontiv, even if you don't do a ba'inus, let's say the kvur is mamish right before yontiv, you don't have time to do any avelos. Even if it's ba'inus, the yontiv doesn't knock it off. You get an impression that here also, the din would be true by onus as well. And the fact that the machaber doesn't say onus, he only says shogig amazed, b'chorei hu hadin onus. Again, if you look in the Badei HaShulchan in page 346 in the Bi'urim, he works on this question about what's the din of ones. Midiyo kamachaber over here would seem like ones is we don't punish you, we don't do the knas. However, the dinyan to yontiv would indicate that even by ones we keep the knas in place. That's the halacha.
What about
So if you miss the Shas Chimum for Kriya unintentionally, there's still no din of Kriya because Kriya is only the Shas Chimum.
Even if it was Oinus.
Well, let's talk about that now for a second. Let's say someone doesn't tear Kriya because the person is sick. Right? Ain taito slula alav. Well, this issue is a machlokas between the shach and the taz. Between the shach and the taz. The taz writes, I'm in the wrong place, one second. The taz writes, that sifkan alech, that im ha-yachol of a daito enum yusheves, so then lo asmin basa shas chimam, the ha-eno yoter his chamein. Right, the taz says, that if b'shas chimum you're in the hospital, so in that situation, you tear kriya afterwards. That's what the shach says. That's what the taz says. Thank you. That's what the taz says. The shach disagrees. The shach writes, he quotes in the Bach, that ain daito tzelula, or you are a cholam mesukan. So in that case, suck the shach. In that case, you have the chi of kriya later on. Meaning, the shach and the taz are disagreeing about a chayla. That everybody holds that someone is ain daito tzelula, so therefore, even though you didn't tear kriya initially, you could tear kriya later on. The Taz says, but if you're a chayla, it is daito tzlula. You're sick, you're in bed. But it's daito tzlula. If it's daito tzlula, the shas chimam happened already. And if the shas chimam happened already, you don't tear kriya later on. So that's machlokes shach and taz. You tear kriya later on by a chola. The Badei HaShulchan writes, hakol lafi ra'os enei hamoreh. Meaning to say, there are different types of cholim. Right? You could be a cholach vase that you're mamish, disoriented. You don't know what's going on. Or you could be a cholach that you're in the hospital and you're sick and you're very shvach, but there's still a shas chimum, right? And you, right, again, we have the halakha. You're not supposed to tell someone who's a cholach that Meisla makes. But Me'ezah Sibashi, the guy knows, right? So in that case, the shach would say that you tear later on. The Taz would say, no, that you could have the Shas Chimum while you are a Chayla, and therefore you're going to be Pater later on. That's a Machlokes between the Shach and the Taz.
People, sometimes people genuinely don't know, like if you're in a coma.
Yeah, so obviously like that's, like, so again, this is like Hafur, Akola, Firo, Senea, Hamora. Right? In other words, if you're Mamish, don't know you. The type of Chola you are, in a coma or something. So, of course.
There's a car crash and, like, one of the relatives, like, you know, passed away. You're,
like, again, you have to, exactly. You have to, call up your, whether you tear the kriya afterwards, afterwards or not. The din of an avel who is mevatel the entire avelos has to be mashlim afterwards, no? That's the din. Avel shalag avelos kol shiva, we give you a knas. So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, that's a big chiddush. He says if you mevatel the entire avelos yoim rishon da'iraisa, even though you observe avelos at some other point, the halacha still is that we give you a knas. That's what Moshe writes. That is the pashtus against the Shulchan Aruch.
What happened? You missed day one.
If you missed day one, so you have to make it up. But I can't make up day one. So it's something along the lines like if it's Tfilas Tashlumen, if I miss a Yalav Yavai by Mincha, no? That type of thing. I can't make it up, but I'm chayiv to make up a Tfilah. So I'm chayiv to make up a din of Avelos because I was Mevato the entire Avelos. Says in Sifah, if I'm mevatel the entire avelos, I have a chiyuv tashlumen. The knes.
What's the case? That's happens. You miss day one.
You're at the levaya. You know avelos, or you know the avelos. Bishas misa, bishas kavura. It's all the same day. You don't observe any avelos on day one at all, even though you observe avelos day two, day three, day four. And the pashtas in the Shulchan Aruch is as long as you observe some avelos during shiva. So you're good to go. Says Reb Moshe, since you're mevatel the entire avelos d'oraisa, again, according to the man d'omer, avelos yamishin is d'oraisa, so you're mevatel the entire avelos d'oraisa, so therefore there's a chiyuv of tashlumen of that one day.
So you have to keep an eighth day.
You have to keep an eighth day, nachon. The Badei HaShulchan says, Rabbi Moses Feinstein, holy Jew, but it don't sound that way. Right? The Pashas in the Shulchan Aruch is not like that.
Also, doesn't Rambam
pass him that it's Rabbanan? Rambam pass him that it's Rabbanan, but Rambam Moshe is like looking to punish a guy who doesn't, right? Who doesn't keep any avelos. And that's, here. This is in the, they are on page 352.
So you're up. Yeah, the whole minig of that, people are going to think, oh, this is just a minig, you know, and just.
Right, I hear that. Shuvah Tigris Moshe Chelakim Osim and Kufnun Ches. Davdu B'kigon Shisham Misa Sameis Tishmu Heberak Aves Drabonon. But if you're at the Levaya and you don't keep any Aveles Yom Mishain, since according to Machab Aves Yom Mishain is Do'i Raisa, so your Mizal is the entire Aveles Do'i Raisa, so therefore you have to be Mashlim. And even though we pass in like Aves Yom Mishain is Drabonon, nonetheless, since many we've shown them hold, the im your mizals are some days of the avelos. You need hashlama. Here also will punish you that you need hashlama. That's what Rav Moshe writes. I don't know. The pashtus is against Rav Moshe based on the chaver sif base. If an avel is mizals of a mixas hayom, that's what we're talking about. You keep avelos on some days, so then that's considered a kiyum of the entire shiva. Right? That's like the case that I had in Walmart. No, you take off a shoe. You do some avelos, so then you don't have shiva at all. Obviously, you're supposed to sit shiva the whole time. At least it's some kiyum during shiva.
Walmart was quality. This is your problem with quantity.
Quantity. Yeah. Right? And I had.
I only know some of the nihugim
on only some of the days, both. Right? So that's considered some sort of kiyum of avelos. And they don't need tashlumen. The pashas in the mechaber, his lashon is that yizilzel b'miksas hayomim. But if five was medayek, let's say a mizalzel b'rov hayomim. So then maybe you have to be mashlim. So he says, I like the deal because I made it. Good deal, right? Pat myself on the back. But, right? But he says, no one holds this way, right? The poskim all say that even if your mizalzel, who had in a mizalzel, rov hayomim, gan ken inzach lahashlim, he quotes this from Shuvas Reb Kiva Eger, the Chazon Ish, etc., etc., etc. That seems to be the Upsak lahalacha. Sif Gimel is an interesting case. Katan shehmeis oven ve'imai. The case is that the katan's parents die, and higdil toch shiva, batam imenu avelos ve'eno chayiv boy. A katan shehigdil be'emtza ha'avelos. So the mechaber says you don't have to fear zachavelos. This issue is a machlokes between the Maharam and the Rosh. The Maharam says that you're chayiv to be misabel afterwards. The Maharam writes that katan shehigdil has a chiyuv of avelos, and the cheshbin of the Maharam is just like if a person hears about misa on yontiv. So the din is that you observe the avelos after yontiv. No? So here also, the katan heard about misa. He didn't fear the chavelos. So the halacha is that you keep the avelos after yontiv, after you grow up. That's what Maharam says. Although one could say that there's a difference. By the yontiv case, you were taka a gavra who's chayiv in avelos. Over here, you're a gavra who's not chayiv in avelos. Nonetheless, ein tichay yisol mitzvahs. The fact that you have a mitzvah avelos, you couldn't do it at some point. Ein tichay yisol mitzvahs. So therefore, the Maharam says you're chayiv avelos later on. The Rosh disagrees with the Maharam, and the Rosh says that you're potter for avelos, because he understands that just like Mishalo Hevi Pesach Rishon has to bring Pesach Sheni, but if someone is potter from Pesach Rishon, there's no chi of a Pesach Sheni. A katan shehigdil ben Mishon the Sheni is potter, because Pesach Sheni is a tashlumen for Pesach Rishon. Here also says the Rosh, your potter, because the meshech yimei ha'avelos is a tashlumen of that original thing. And since you're putter b'shar rishayna, you're putter afterwards. The Maharam has a raya from yontif. So zok the Rosh, no, yontif is different because gavra is chayiv. The Maharam said, ein dichoy etzom mitzvus. Says the Rosh, that if you look in Sukkah daf lamed gimel, there are times that we pass in yesh dichole yitzim mitzvahs. No? If it's the type of thing that kisahu haruach, b'chazar v'nisgala, so in that case, ain't dichole yitzim mitzvahs. Because in that case, you could go and do the kisoy again. But if it's something that's not biyado, so we pass in yesh dichole. So the Rosh passes that there is no chi of avelos at all.
Well, why isn't this case biyado?
It's not biyado to become a gadol. I can't. If I'm 12 years old in 364 days, I don't got an opportunity to make myself older. No? That would be awesome as a kid. No? Like, to make yourself older by one day, it doesn't work like that. You can't do that. Now, the pashtus in the mechaber over here, that he paskens like the Rosh, is that your putter from avelos in Gansen, katan shehigdil b'toch hashiva, your putter from avelos entirely. Let's say he becomes a god on day 4 of shiva, he doesn't have to sit day 4, 5, 6, and 7. Your putter the entire time. It's not just that your putter the beginning while you're a katan. That's the pashtus in the Rosh, because again, since Bishar Rishona you were putter, so therefore you're putter afterwards. Now, Ladina, the Taz over here works very, very hard on this Shaila. And the Taz is convinced that the Rosh is correct, that your putter from the Avelos, because your Pater B'Shar Rishona. And his Raya is a Gemara in the Sugya of Kavura. The Gemara says that we're not misabel on haruge bezdin. They're rishaim, not misabel on them. Aye, what do you mean? That the ma'aser don't they get their kapara? So zok the Gemara, the kapara doesn't happen until Gilgal Atzamos. So the kapara doesn't happen until the body begins to disintegrate. So that means what? I don't observe any shiva. Aye, at some point during shiva, let's say the body begins to disintegrate. Teretz is the rush is correct. Zok the Taz, you see that the rush is correct. The Nekudas HaKesef of the Shach says that there's no raya at all from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Hasam Lohaya Hamis Ra'i Klal Hisabel Alav. This guy, right, the person for whom the Avelos is, has no Avelos that could apply to that person. So therefore, because you're Pater B'Shav Rishona, you're going to be Pater the entire time. Nonetheless, the Shach Tainas, that the Rush is correct, and there is no Chiyuv of Avelos at all. Even though the Bach paskins like the Maharam, the Bach paskins that there is a Chiyuv of Avelos in the Katan Shehikdo, because the Bach says the Shulchan Aruch earlier in Shin Mem Aleph paskind that we do not say, since you're putter b'shari shayna, you're putter the entire time. And therefore, if you're an onain on Matzei Shabbos and you don't make Havdalah, so in Shin Mem Aleph, whatever it is, we paskin that you make Havdalah after the Levaya. That means I paskin like the Maharam. So there's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. In Shin Mem Aleph, he paskins like the Maharam. In Shin Sadi Vav, he paskins like the Rush. Says the Bach, therefore we'll pass like the Maharam, and we'll reject, I don't know why he chooses the din of Havdalah more than the din of Katan Shehigdel, and the Bach paskins that you're chayiv in both cases. Comes along both the Shach and the Taz, and they say that although both the Rush and the Maharam have a machlokes about Katan Shehigdel, it's the Rush in Moed Katan Simen Tzadivav. It's the Rush in the third parak of Brachis about Havdalah. Although it's in both cases Machlekes Rush and Naharam, but Ledino, we could split between Havdalah and what's it called? So between Havdalah and Katan Shehigdom. The din that the Gemara says, now if you're not Mavdil on Motzei Shabbos, you can be Mavdil all the way until Tuesday. Is that a din in Tashlumin? That fundamentally the chiyuv of Havdalah is Matzei Shabbos, and if you don't do it then, you're mashlim when you make Havdalah Sunday. Or is the din that there's a chiyuv Havdalah until Tuesday? It's the expiration day. Every day has its own eginer chiyuv. Says the Shach and the Taz, Havdalah is different than Katan Shehigdel. Katan Shehigdel, you attack a putter. So therefore we pass like the Rush that you're putter entirely. But by Havdalah, I'm going to be chayiv because on Sunday, after the Kavura, I can make Havdalah. And there's a chiyuv of Havdalah on Sunday. It's not a din of Tashlumin. That's the way the Shach and the Taz both nem on. This is already an interesting, interesting thing. We'll leave it like this. I have things I was thinking of saying, but I'm not sure they're correct. So we won't say things that I don't know are correct. The din of Yud Beis Chodesh. Katan Shehigdel. So we pass in his putter from Shiva.
Just to clarify, so the Tan is saying that the Mahos by Abdullah and Mahos here have not good to compare itself about Defoy, and there it's just with the nature of the Yud Abdullah.
That's correct. In other words, by Havdalah, the Chiyuv is a Chiyuv of Havdalah after Shabbos. There's a Chiyuv on Sunday, not on Tashlumen for Matzah Shabbos. Right? Sunday afternoon has a Din Havdalah. Every time there was a Shabbos, you have a Din Havdalah. There's a Chiyuv Havdalah. Until Tuesday, you've done. Right, exactly.
It's just practically that's what people do.
It's not a day, it's like an expiration date. That was your nusach beforehand. Yeah. The Pisrei Tshuva quotes let's talk about one other nakuda. One other nakuda. The Achronim are bothered with the Taz. The Taz over here paskins that katan shehigdos pater, like the Rush says. Why? Because you're pater b'sharishayna. But the problem is that the Taz himself paskins that a katan is chayiv in Avelas, in Shin Mem Sif Katin Tesvav. Right? The case over there is that Taz, Shin Mem Sif Katin Tesvav, a Katin, Shemes Lomes Mekar in Lo, the Lashon HaGemara is Mekar in Lo Mishum Agmas Nefesh. That means you don't need a full fledged tree, just a tiny bit. Zak the Taz, however, that if it's a Katin Shigia Lachimuch, so then you have a full-fledged chiyuv, and there's a full-fledged chiyuv avelos once you get a chiyuv.
Is he passing that, or is he just quoting
the drisha? The Taz quotes the drisha, and he doesn't seem to disagree. He writes, "V'yesh mishacholik ve'im bedvarv mamash." It sounds like the Taz agrees with that drisha. Now, Ladino, we don't sound like that drisha, but the Taz sounds like that drisha. So therefore, the Taz Lashitaso should say that a cut, right? Think of this case, a cut in Shigdo Tach Shiva. The Pashta says he's already Higi Alachinuch. He's going to be Bar Mitzvah 3 days from now. No? So how come you're Potter? So the Pisrei Tshuva over here in Sifkatan Beis says something very good, actually. The Chiyav of the Katan Shehigdo by Avelos. Right, or the din of the Taz and a katan is chayiv in avelos. That's midin chinuch. The father has the mitzvah of chinuch. Some say the mother has a mitzvah of chinuch also. And some in shin mem gimel varachayim. Right, sukkah daf gimel. This whole discussion is the chayiv of chinuch only on daddy. Does mommy also have the mitzvah of chinuch? The case over here in Shulchan Aruch is katan shemes aviv v'imo. Meaning there's no mitzvah of chinuch for this kid. Because there's no mitzvah for chinuch for this kid, so that's why he's going to be patur the entire time. Right? This is Pisrei Tshuva Sif Katan Beis. Deals with this steer in the shach, and he quotes a true the Shibas Tzi, and I think that's the son of Nodi Yehuda. Right? That the case, obviously, over here is that it is a katan who doesn't have an Ave'im. It's a little bit meduyak in the Mechaber, a team. It says, Meis Aviv V'imo. Now, the halacha that a katan shehigdo is potter from Ave'imos. So, Pisrei Tshuva Sif Katan Daled quotes from the Chochmas Adam that the pashtus in the Mechaber is that you're potter from Ave'imos entirely. Batu mimenu kol dine Ave'imos. Ve'eno chayiv boy. The Pasht, right, the Badi HaShulchan writes, I don't know what those last three words, Eino Chayev Bo, mean. But you're putter from entire Avelos. You get an impression that you even putter from Yud Beis Kodesh. However, since Yud Beis Kodesh is not really a din Avelos, it's a din of Kibar Aveim, says the Chochmas Adam. So therefore, the Katan keeps the dinim of Yud Beis Kodesh. When do you keep the Yud Beis Kodesh from? You keep the Yud Beis Kodesh from the time that you find out about it, or I shouldn't say you find out, from the time that you begin after Shloshim, you begin, then you have Yud Beis Chodesh from there, or do you keep Yud Beis Chodesh from the Shas Misa or Shas Kavura, the same as everybody else? Pashtus says you fall the same as everybody else, even though one could make an argument a little different.
It's deep covered in that it's your own personal covet towards the parent.
Right. I mean, you could say it like that. Again, Reb Chaim Cohen entertains the idea that maybe Yud Beis Chodesh is a chiyuv starting after Shloshim, but no one says that. Mr. Danesh seems to have his hand up, or his yellow hand.
Yeah. Hi. I couldn't find the color emoji, so that's what the yellow hand. I just wanted to understand something. If according to the Pisrei Tshuva, if the son decides he doesn't want to listen to the parents in Shin Mem, then is that his right?
No, I don't think so. In other words, a parent has a chiyuv of chinuch, I don't have a right to say I'm not going to be mechunach. Right? I'm like the chafetz shel mitzvah. No, I'm the esrig. I have to be shuk. Right? I don't think I have a right to opt out of chinuch. That would be awesome. Every single kid would try that trick. No, I don't think that's a legitimate option. Okay, so these are some of the points I wanted to make in Simen Shin Tzadi Vav. That's kind of, Shin Tzadi Zayin discusses the type of avelos that's necessary, the type of avos that's necessary to be misavel. How do you know somebody died? How do you know? So the Rush in Simen Lamed Beis, the Rush quotes that the Ramban says that any edus that you could be matir and aguna for is enough to be misabel alav. You don't need real edus, right? Just like an eid echad is neman to say mesbaila, even akum meseach lepitumo is neman, even isha, even katan, etc., right? All these things are neman. So also, eid echad, eid nipi eid, whatever works over there, works over here. We see the same din in Shin Ayin Hey, that in the case that we would not be matir and isha to get remarried, like the Maim She'en Lahem Sof case, we don't allow avelus, right? That we spoke about.
I thought
it's not pasha in the sense of...
I thought the case of Maim She'en Lahem Sof, we would still keep avelus.
By Maim She'en Lahem Sof, I thought by the Isha we don't keep Avelos because the Gezeira.
For everybody else.
Right, but for everyone else, the Pasha says you do. Over here, since we are Mako in the Indian Aguna, we're Mako everywhere also, says the Ramban. The reason for that is because the Kula by Aguna is because it's Milsa the Avida Legluye. You could find out if somebody died. Look at the obituaries or whatever you do. So therefore, even a guy, even Eid Echad, your Neman, that's what the Ramban says. The Maharam of Rittenberg is quoted in the Russian Simon Lamed Beis. Maharam of Rittenberg says that, no, you need real Eidos. You need real Eidos in order to be Miss Abel. That's what the Maharam says at the beginning. At the end of the Maharam, it sounds like he's Mako. He says a line, well, Lamais are going to be Mako on the Naguna, so it makes sense to be Misabel. But the whole time, the Maharam is saying that you need real Eidos, even though the din is that Eid Echad is Neman B'Isurin. Zach the Maharam, Eid Echad Neman B'Isurin is only Lahakel, not Lahachmir. Meaning, Eid Echad is Neman to say that this piece of meat is kosher. But Eid Echad is not Neman to say that it's treif. Although the din is that if an Eid Echad says, Achalta Chelev, and you are quiet, there is Ne'emonus. But that's not really Ne'emonus of the Eid Echad. That's because you're Moida to him. In a situation with Havalei Lameda, where it's lo Havalei Lameda, so you're not Neman. So therefore, the Maharam says, again, at the beginning of the Maharam, in the Rosh Simon Lamed Beis, at the beginning of his presentation of the Maharam, he writes that you need real Eidos to be Matir, real Eidos to keep Avelos. Maharam changed his mind. And the Goyin says that there's a raya from a Gemara at the beginning of Psachim that Eid Echad is enough. Right at the beginning of Psachim, Daf Dalet talks about one of the Amoraim goes up to Eretz Yisrael and he says, is daddy alive? So he says, mommy's alive. Right? How's it go? Is daddy alive? Mommy alive? Mommy alive? That, whatever it is, right? So they're hinting at it. And he fears a chavelos. It's a shmur rechoka, takes off his shoes, shmami not tzlas, the Gemara says, I is only one aid. Terence says, you don't need four aidos. That's the Gon's raya, right? Os alof, imasu, chanina, verav, veresh, psachim. That's what the Gon says. The Badei HaShulchan points out that maybe there's no raya from that regard with the psachim. And Moshe Feinstein, the famous tshuva, discusses the case of parents who are Erlach HaYidin, and the kids become a communist. And then the parents become infirm, and they have to move in with the children. Do the parents have a right to eat the food in the children's house? The kids are not from Klavi Ikar. They don't keep Kashrus and keep Shabbos. But the parents know that the kids are going to keep kosher for them. Do you have a right to believe somebody who technically, according to the Din of Ne'amanos, is not a from Yid and has no Ne'amanos, but you know that they're telling the truth? How do you know they're telling the truth? It's my kid. My kid, I know the truth. So Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva, basically Gemara in Ksuba Staf Pehei, that Kimle Begava Milsihi. The Gemara tells a story about somebody is mafkid a certain amount of pearls by somebody else, and he denies it, etc. And ordinarily be chayiv in the Shavua, whatever. Kimle Begava Milsihi. Right? If I know for sure the guy's telling the truth, so I believe them. Says Moshe Feinstein in that Tshuva Simin Nun Daled. If Erech is known by Kimli Begava, so therefore there's no raya for that Gemara in Pesachim. Because when Pesachim says that one Amorah meets another Amorah, right? Daddy alive, my wife, that's mommy alive, my right? Maybe the reason why they listen to the Erech is only because in that Gemara, in that case, it's what's it called? In that case, it's a Kimli Begava. And maybe that's why you're not mommy. So that's already an interesting Lakuda. Now, I should add, by the way, that when the Ramban says that anyone who's Neman to be Matan Aguna is also Neman for to Frava Avelos based on their Avos, the Lush of the Ramban is because it's Musud Avelo and Guliye. It's not so Pasha. When you learn the end of Yevamis, how come we have all these Kulas by an Aguna? So one reason is Musud Avelo and Guliye. The other reason is the Gemara says a lashon mitoch chumer shechmarta alaha b'sofa hekatala b'tchila, meaning if a woman is told, if a woman believes that the husband is dead, and she goes and she marries somebody else, and then the husband is baba raglav, he shows up. So teitze mizel mizel mikwad rachem ha'elu, right? Your kids are mamzerim and you can't marry anybody. It's a disaster and a half. Meaning that the kula of Eid Echor is not Altsmusa Davina Laguye. And maybe the dinim of Mesiach Lepi Tuma Lagoyim and Nemanon, right? The Taz at beginning of Tzadi Chesin Yerideya speaks at length that maybe Mesiach Lepi Tuma only helps on Drabonon, who says it helps on Dairises. So maybe there's no raya at all to believe weaker Edom. Maybe it's a special halacha in Aguna because of Daika Uminsava. Or because I think there's a major halacha, well, yukam eid echad be'ish, I will come who be'isha. But maybe there's no raya that eid echad helps for any area of halacha. Moreover, by avelos, right, there are chumras and kulas thrown in. You be part of from Tama Taira, don't do tashma shamita, right? It's not so pashut, but ledina it is pashut. By halacha, we paskin that we're matir. We do avelos based on weak sort of testimony that otherwise is very weak. Sif Beis in Shulchan Aruch is a case of trey u'trey. Two people say mace, two people say lo mace. In terms of aid echad? I mean, usually you know someone is dead. I've never, again, maybe people who deal with these shaylas a lot encounter them. But usually you don't need, the shayla of, do you know the guy's really dead or not, doesn't come up so often.
Does death certificate have kind of the name? It's like a star or something? Like something like find out, months or years later that a relative,
And so that could be a shmur v'choka. There is a discussion over here in the Pisrei Tshuva about if the Talmud Chacham wrote a note that the person is dead and the Shailas is a Shmur Kreva, Shmur Rechoka, so you assume that the Talmud Chacham wrote the note very precisely, and you assume it's going to be a Shmur Kreva based on those cases. Again, you have to know, like if you get something from the coroner, you get something, so you know the person is dead. Like, I don't think the shaylas really come up that often. At least not in my, I have not encountered that many of them. Oh. Shnayim omrim meis, shnayim omrim lo meis. So the din is eino mesabel. You have two eidim say he's dead, two eidim say he's not dead. The din would be who hadin if it's chad neged chad, right? That the din is there's no avelos. Actually, there's a case like that in the Pisrei Tshuva. No, that a guy is told that his relative died, and some other relative says, no, 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 it's not true, it's not true, it's not true. So he doesn't trav avelos. And then Tok Shiva, he ends up showing up and keeping that avelos, right? That's in the Pisrei Tshuva over here in Shin Tzadi Vav, I think Sifkat and Aleph. But it's clear that chad v'chad, right, you would not keep avelos. But it happens in that case, the second guy, the relative who said that your relative isn't dead, well, it's not telling the truth. It's like an unfortunate situation, and that relative was a terrible person. He may be mafatel din the mafavelos yomishon dairaisa, etc., etc., etc. So treyu trey, the din is eino mesabel. Why not? So there's a machlokes between the shach and the taz. The shach writes that there is no avelos because there's a cheskes chayim. Every person, how do I know I'm alive now? I'm alive now. Some is Shaleach a get me Medinas Hayam, they give the get, Cheskas Shukayim, no? So if that's the case, we follow Cheskas Chayim, so therefore you have a Treyu Trey, you're not sure what the din is, presumably he's alive. Therefore, Zach the Shach, if I have a Shaila, is it a Shmua Krova or a Shmua Rechoka? You find out on day, they find out the relative died, you're not sure they died in 30 days or after 30 days? Zat the Shach, the din is that that we assume that you are alive as much as possible, and therefore it's presumably a Shmua Rechoka. That's the psak of the Shach. Safek Krova, Safek Rechoka, the din of a Shmua Rechoka because of the Cheskes Chayim. The Taz is Ma'arech over here. And the Taz says that Cheskes Chai only applies if you don't know for sure the guy is dead. But let's say, for example, it's Nafla Alav Mapoles. And in the case of Nafla Alav Mapoles, right? So then Sheikhtan Alav Esa Pesach. But if you're Mefakeach Begal and you find the mace underneath, then you have to do Pesach Sheni, because then you're a Tamei Mitzchilaso. What do you mean you're Tamei Mitzchilaso? Maybe the guy wasn't dead when you're being Mefakeach Olav Esagal. The answer is, right? Well, he's dead now, so presumably he was dead earlier. There was a Cheskes Chayim, that probably the guy is alive as long as possible. Says the Taz, I only say a Cheskes Chayim in a case like that Gemara in Gittin, when you don't know for sure the guy's dead. You don't know for sure the guy is dead. Once you know for sure the guy is dead, you don't have a Cheskes Chayim. That's the way the Taz says it. And the Taz is like three different Gemaras for this Yesod. The Shach in the Nekudas HaKesef writes that you could be doicha every single raya of the Taz. He says, in the case of Nafla of Segal, it's not just that a Shaila is there, Cheskes Chai, Cheskes Meis, and now we know he's dead. The Pshat is that there's a Chazukah that once Nafla of Mapolas, presumably he died. So therefore, right, there's no Raya from that case. All of the other cases that the Taz tries to bring is Raya, Machlof Par B'Chamor, right? So you're not sure when it died, right? So Zak the Taz, oh, you don't say Cheskes Chai on the animal. Says the Shach, no. In that case, it's different because there's a chazukah that the previous owner owned the animal. And therefore, status quo, Hamosim Chavar Olav Haraya. And that's Mechriya. Every case, all the three rayas of the Taz, the Shach and the Kudus HaKesef is Doche. And La Halacha, there is a big discussion. The Pisrei Chuvin Sifkatan Aleph quotes many chuvas. The chuvas Yirias HaOhel, the chuvas Yad Eliyahu, the Sefer Bechor Shar in Moed Katin, the chuvas the Chacham Tzvi, chuvas Chures Chayin. Right? He quotes all these svarim who pass like the Taz, which means that once you know the guy is dead, we don't say the Cheskes Chayim. So Safek Shmua Krova, Safek Shmua Recholka, according to the Taz, has a din of Shmua Krova. According to the Shach, we should tell the Cheskes Chayim. According to the Taz, we don't. Many Achronim pass like the Taz. Chochem Asodim passes like the Shach. In the Badei HaShulchan, he says a lashon that's a little bit like non-committal. He writes that what? Bedina. That's interesting also. I mean, the Taz invoked that, even according to the Mechaber, that Aves HaMishnah is Dairaisa, right? Yesh Lain on that point. This is relevant also, right? Again, Safek Shmua Krova, Safek Recholka, it's Machlok Shach and Taz, Machlok Shach and Masadam, and the Pistei Tshuva, how I passed it. Is relevant also, I think we discussed this at some point, the suffix in the yard site. Oh. Sometimes you're not sure when the person died. According to the Shach, you'd always pick the later day because it's a cheskes chai. According to the Taz, once you know the guy is dead, right, so then you go to the earlier day. In the Badei HaShulchan, page 91, he quotes on the Chassam Sofer that in a suffix, what day the yard site is, keep both days. Because I'm not sure when the yard site is. Yard site has a way of like being attacking the nifter somehow. You can't let this nifter go without tikkun. So therefore, keep both days of yard site. This is relevant like by, if you have someone who is nifter in the second Adar, right?
Second.
When do you keep the yard site? So the Rama writes that we should be makrin to keep the yard site both days if possible. Fast on both days. Say Kaddish both days. Again, you shouldn't say Kaddish or interferes with other people saying Kaddish, etc. But the Chassam Sofer, like that Ramah says, right, again, we're assuming that the two Adars is a suffix, which is the real Adar. That itself is not Pashat. But Chassam Sofer writes, in a suffix, keep both yard sites. But Moshe Feinstein writes that since the Shach is correct, we assume the later one. And therefore, even Mespein Hashmashos, we will paskin like the later one, that's the Cheskes Chai. And halacha k'divrei HaMekel. So therefore, you can't eradicate entirely, but don't keep both days, keep the later day when it's nifter bein hashmashos. That's where Moshe writes. And Rav Shechter Sefer, Bikvei Atzom, page 260, he writes that maybe we don't say halacha k'divrei HaMekel, but avel, by something in Metzis. By Bein Hashmashes. If a person dies during Bein Hashmashes, you're not sure when it is. So, Rav Shechter writes, we will not say Alok Devei Meiko. Yeah.
So, I was going to ask that what happens in the case when, I guess, the lineage of body is like recovered, and it's clear that, you know, the person didn't die like they were, the body is, I don't know, semi decomposed, or, you know, you're able to be Mavar with, you know, experts that this thing was not like 2 hours ago. Like, So
then I have some sort of mitzias that would seem to indicate that the guy's been dead for a while. You have to try to...
But sometimes it's hard to call like what the guy's been dead for 4 days, 5 days, or 8 days. But like, you know, and then to figure out when the yard site is and all these, you know.
Yeah, I think we have to try... If the body is decomposing and the experts say that this is Megala, that he died at least 4 days ago... Right, so I'm not going to, according to the Taz, they say, oh, he probably died the earliest moment.
And the Shach
would also not say that there's a Cheskes Chai, because at some point the Cheskes Chai is Nistar from the fact that
they get like other facts. Yeah.
Again, there is a discussion over here in the Pisrei Tshuva that maybe will imply the rules of Tartar L'Reyesa from the first Sugyas in Nida. That we have a suffix on the person? Is he an avail? A suffik on the nifter?
But, no, because we had a note today. Today's the yard sale that were kidding. But meaning they only recover the body, let's say, 2.5-3 weeks later. So you think has kaskai, but it was only when they only were fired later on that they were killed on that day. So.
And once you have a beer, you have a beer. But like, if they wouldn't have a beer, that would be a hard shayla. In other words, maybe we're all saying Tehillim for them, hoping that they were alive. Yeah, very difficult. Okay. Russian Simin Gimel, some huge machlokas for Rishonim is Avelos Yom Rishon, Doraisa is Avelos Yom Rishon, Drabonon. The opinion of the Rebal HaTaisis is that there is no Avelos Doraisa at all. There's only a din of Aninos Min HaTaira. Right? Meaning, L'chore Le'inyan Achilas Kodshim, there's a din of Aninos. There's a din before Kavura that you're usher to do mitzvahs. And Achor, that's not a din d'oraisa either. According to the Ri, the din d'oraisa is only inyan kachim. Those who say the Avelos Yom Rishon is d'oraisa, the Rambam d'ime, they are learning from Achilos Kachim that there's Avelos Yom Rishon, which is d'oraisa. The Mechaber Shin Sadiches quotes two opinions, whether Avelos Yom Rishon is d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. There are shitos that avelos kol shiva is doiraisa, because just like an avel is eno mishaleach parvanosav kol shiva, so also you see there's an inyan of avelos doiraisa kol shiva. Again, that's assuming that there's some dinyon between kodshim and what's it called, and regular avelos. There's a raivid that avelos kol shloshim is doiraisa.
Where is that shita? I don't see that shita.
Is that in the rush over there? No, Rav Soloveitchik in his shiur makes a very big deal about this, that because of the avelos over in mishalei korbanosav shows that kol shiva tzedin doiraisa. Unless the Rav wanted to say that maybe there's a difference between the shame of and the nihug avelos. That's why the Rav tried to get out of that. But you get the impression that there is a din of kol shiva and avel is deraisa because einam shalayach korbanosav. There's a ravid who tries to say avel kol shloshim is deraisa. Vashechem al tefro, b'gdechem al tefromu, pri and prima, it means shloshim yom. So if avel shloshim is deraisa, again, all these shitos are rejected. Right? But this machlokes, two opinions in the Mechaber, but Avelos Yom Rishon is Doraisa Drabonon. The Ramah paskins that Avelos Yom Rishon is Drabonon. In Simin Shin Sadites, Se'if Yud Gimel, if let's say they bury a mace on Yontav Sheni Shogoyes is Drabonon. If you hold Avelos Yom Rishon is Doraisa, that would trump the Yontav Sheni, which is entirely Drabonon. So the Mechaber has two opinions. The Rama writes, we follow the opinion that Ein Shum Avelos Doraisa B'chein Aminik Pasha. That's fine that the Rama only has this in Shin Sadites. He doesn't have it in Shin Sadiches. The Din Avelos Yom Rishon is Doraisa, only on those relatives for whom there's a fee of Minat Torah to be Miss Abel, etc. La halacha we paskin the avelos yom rishon is drabonon. That's what the shach writes. I think that's la halacha, the way Ashkenazim certainly follow the din. We pass avelos yom rishon is drabonon. Okay, im yirtzeh Hashem, we will tomorrow just talk briefly about Shabbos and Yontim and Chol HaMoed. Just Klalim, and again, and the guys decide to do me a favor and say that they don't need me to have a bechina ready by a Wednesday, so try to have the bechina ready on Thursday. Then you'll take it by the end of the month of June, and tomorrow will be the last year. Okay, gentlemen, questions, comments, observations?
What?
Okay.